Hello, I am Gustavo from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you very much. In which state do you currently live?
What?
In which state do you currently live? Is it Texas?
Well, yeah, that's where you're calling to. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Thank you so much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All cell phone.
Cell phone, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir, very much. And just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
68.
Thank you very much. And let me ask you, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Thank you very much. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Joe Biden is a complete idiot.
Would you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And if an election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Anybody that's not a Democrat.
Thank you very much. And I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. And, well, the first one is Mayra Flores.
Yes, done pretty good.
Would you say that? Is very favorable or somewhat favorable for you?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And Vicente Gonzalez?
No.
Would you say that is unfavorable or favorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden? Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Yeah. No, very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And Donald Trump, would you say that it's favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you so much for that. And thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate? A 10. Thank you so much. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Republican.
And is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 81% of the survey. We are almost finished, and thank you for your help. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Libertarian.
Thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
And does that vary or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class, upper middle class.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home?
Only English at home.
Thank you so much. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.